Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. And joining us now, a friend of this show, he's a podcaster, he's a broadcaster, he's an author. It's Andy Lee.
Hello, Andy.
How are you guys?
I'm very good. Great.
It's great to talk to you. Middle of trying to secure a vacuum holder to the wall.
Okay. Now, is this for a Dyson where you're supposed to put it up against a wall?
Yeah.
Whoever does that?
Well,
don't you just leave those in the box?
It's not even a new Dyson. Exactly. When it's lockdown at the moment,
someone's a little bored in lockdown.
You are bored, man. You're bored.
Yeah. So, Mick, I've watched all the porn on the internet, so I need to do something else.
That's right. Golf courses are still shut. So, you know what I'll do? I'll just nail this Dyson to the wall.
That's sad.
It is sad. It is. Even worse is I've burned the screw and absolutely put a massive dent in the wall.
I'm impressed that you can use a drill, though. That's handy that you've got a drill.
Yeah. That's better than don't worry. I had to power it up. That's me playing my phone game.
How annoying.
That shows how regularly I've used it.
See, now all our female listeners are going, see, he just gets better and better. We know he was Bachelor of the Year. We know he's funny, he's entertaining. And now around the house.
Handy.
He's
helping
putting
out.
Dyson's
he's handy.
Up on a wall.
Yeah, he's probably got the tool belt on.
Andy writes kids' books as well.
Andy writes
he's
kids'
adorable.
Books.
Yes.
Nothing but the tool belt, Mick.
come on.
Well, here's an interesting one for you. I found this out, and I'll probably embarrass the guy here, but I just don't care. I found out recently that often on a Thursday afternoon, you can find one Andy Lee reading that book to kids in hospital, all off his own bat for no other
and
good
no one
reason.
Knows that. So. Right.
Well, they can't run away,
can they?
Well, now
you've spoiled it.
That's true. They're
blowing the
secret. Many things.
How's the book going, mate? This is the fifth one in the series. Are they lapping it up?
Mate, it's been good. I actually just I don't subdue the kids to my book.
you read across the board.
Oh, do you?
So I take suggestions, and they always suggest what I have to dress up as.
And Andy,
as well.
So how many languages has it been translated? That part fascinates me.
Oh yeah, the 35 languages the book is in. It's just launched in the US.
Yes. How do you say it in Thai, for example?
I don't.
what about Pig Latin? Has it been translated to Pig Latin? Ude, otne, penoe, pa, odie, vere.
I like that, and the idea of transcribing it into mix speak at 3 a.m. Just to hear that.
Wow. That's another thing. I should do a talking book for you. One for normal hours, and then one for 3 a.m.
One for the parents,
hey,
perhaps.
Before we get into your prime product, I just want to thank you for all your work on Front Bar this year.
We've loved you.
And we will see you next Thursday for our final grand final show.
Yes.
I won't tell people what you got planned, but it's a bloody ripper, and I can't believe you got it.
You look like you really enjoy doing the show, Andy. You look very relaxed, and it's great fun to watch you on it.
I've loved it, absolutely loved it. It's mainly because it's the only place you can have a beer off the wood.
In Melbourne.
So I wish we were doing it 7 days a week, Mick, for
exactly
for
right.
Day.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Thank you for welcoming me. I should say this, that for the grand final episode, I've done what the opposite of what Sam Pang does, and I've actually prepared a couple of things.
Well, that'll be a nice change.
I love it. You're bringing something to the table. Now, tell us what you're doing with your podcast. This is going to be fascinating, and especially for fans of your radio show and, of course, your podcast now, they will go bonkers about this. What is it?
Well, yes, Hamish and I released a new podcast, different to our regular one. Still, that tomfoolery still happens on Thursday, but a show called The Remembering Project. Okay. Which launched yesterday.
How's it work?
Well, essentially, I mean, you've got great producers there. We realised that our producers...
It's like our overboard. serviceable is a word I would use.
Our producers had kept a run sheet of every single show we'd done in our careers. Jeez. And as we would chat, they would write down a single line of what we were chatting about. So Haim and I found these 2,600 run sheets, and we thought, well, what we'll do is we'll pick a random date, it may be May 20, and then find out how many shows we've done on May 20 over the years. So it might be 2006, 2007, 2009, because maybe 2008 was a weekend or something.
Sure.
We look at the run sheets, and just from what was written down, can we remember what the hell we're talking about before we listen back to it? And
that's a good idea.
And then can you locate bits of that show to then play on the podcast?
No one's wiped over the tape, have they?
No, we've got it all. Thankfully, we lived in a podcast era, like Martin Malloy back in the day, where you guys had all your cassettes going.
Yeah. I think when Tony had the cassettes, a wall of cassettes that were reel to reel. Hey, we've actually found one of these bits that you're talking about, and this is a bit with you with Taylor Swift, her very young Taylor Swift, and let's have a listen to how it went down.
Taylor Swift. She came on, she performed her song, Love Song. This takes us back to her performing that.
That you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet, and I was crying.
So we get that.
I mean, that's her. She was great.
Yeah.
She was great and so young. But it is crazy to think. I remember she'd just come and play outside the studio.
Yeah.
Now, that is tough to get these days.
No.
Having Taylor Swift sitting on a stool just playing acoustic guitar outside the studio, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to do that.
No.
She can do it, but she's choosing to do it in the privacy of her own home. And that's a better choice for Taylor.
I reckon
she has more fun doing it that way.
Well, there you go. I imagine you would have remembered that show.
I didn't remember. Like, her mum came in with her. She was 19. And Haim and I go on to talk about the – you guys, there's a few radio segments come out, but go on to talk about the hierarchy of guests, and particularly musical guests. First of all, they come in, they're not allowed on the radio, but they actually just play for the staff. That's the entry-level music guest.
Yes.
Then someone's allowed to come in and they play alongside in the studio. Then you have to go to them in a hotel room and they're not playing at all.
Yeah.
Then you might go to a round table where there's 12 journalists and just one person, say Bono or Chris Martin. And then you're meant to fly overseas for them and dedicate the whole show and 3 weeks of giveaway tickets. That's kind of the radio hierarchy of musical guests. So it was kind of fun thinking about Taylor Swift just rolling in with a
simply doing that.
Next time we get you in the studio, I'm going to press you on her because I know she was on your TV show as well. And I'm guessing you were in New York. I bet you went out together. I bet she knew she were Bachelor of the Year. I bet you you're in one of her songs.
Interesting.
I bet she's written a song about you.
Really?
About how you broke
her
heart, young man. Why are we getting on the... He's gone quiet. Hello?
Yeah, sure. All those things happen. It makes for a good headline.
Hey, mate, thank you for coming on today. How do we get the podcast, Dave?
Andy, explain to Mick how you get a podcast.
Essentially, you can just go to your Apple Podcasts or type in the Remembering Project, and if you're on Android, it'll be on Google, all the podcast outlets. It's all
we
there.
We do tell him how to do it, Andy. You know what you're dealing with.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
On your
we'll
Jody,
play
on
golf
your
soon.
Andy Lee, get any Malloy.
See you.